know. But I have these, all my dogs all here. But they answer my command and slap in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show you.
Okay.
See if they can hear me.
What kind of dog
do you have
here? They hear me, at least.
I have to make two slaps.
Uh-huh.
They know it's stuck.
Oh, yeah.
One slap.
That's not a good one.
They're from the fire station.
They are perfect.
They can get out in the way after we close the door. They can hear. I never call them.
Is
that right?
She probably closed the front door and they can't get her out.
Yeah, they go for command by slapping her hands.
That's well.
Close my hand.
Drive, make friends.
You know what?
Your hand slap will clap.
Yeah.
It will carry further during all types of winds and weather conditions in the voice.
Oh.
And dog can hear it. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. No, they're locked up, I guess. Can't get to them. They've been here for now, just back nowhere.
Let me ask you about calls to pigs. So, you ever heard anybody call the pigs when they're feeding?
No, I've never been around the hogs too much.
What about chickens when they're being fed?
Chickens, you know,
chick, 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 chick,
something like that.
I've never been around them. And I guess you don't know any call it sheep.
No, I've never been around sheep in my life.
Okay. What if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere? You'd say that you have to. All that stuff that you have to put on, you say you have to harness. What about those things that you guide the animals?
Reins.
Well, what about if you were plowing these animals? Do you call the things that you guide with?
Oh, you're plowing? Chairs, I guess. No, hammer. I don't know.
What I'm talking about is, well, I guess would be the equivalent of reins.
Yeah.
Lines.
Plow lines.
Plow. And when you're
right.
Riding a horse, the things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Have you ever heard, let's say, if you had two horses hitched a wagon, the horse on the left, you ever heard that called anything particular?
No. The lead horse?
Lead horse. Let me ask you about this expression. You say if something's not right near at hand, you might say it's just a little. You might say, well, it's not far, it's just a little bit of far off or something like that. But
a lot of those expressions I've never heard used. You know, we don't use them too
really
often, this section of country.
Let me ask you about a few more. Let's say if you've been traveling for a long time, you've not yet finished your journey. You might say that you still had a, before dark, you still had a,
I can't travel if I didn't pull it off. I was trying to get somewhere else, see somewhere, and tell them I had another call. So many ways you can answer.
Or if there was still a considerable distance to go, you might say you still have
a few miles to go,
a few miles to go. What about this? If something's very common, you don't have to look for it in any special place. You might say, well, you can find that just about anywhere. And if somebody were to trip and fall in your yard and he fell in this direction, you'd say he fell backwards. And if he fell that way, forward. Let's say if you had gone fishing, you'd had very poor luck, didn't catch it, not a single fish. And somebody asked you, well, how'd you do? Might say, well, let's say if they
well, to me, I'd say, in just common terms, rough day or something.
Rough day, yeah.
they would know what I meant.
Have you ever heard anybody use the expression for not any? Let's say you might say, no, I didn't catch an area one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard that and everything.
Yeah.
But it's more or less said than joking right now. Maybe years and years ago, the person expressed himself as that, saying it the way that he meant it. Probably the only way that he knew. But these days, you hear the average person say that.
So you would say nary or
nary is an old Southern expression.
What about, let's say, if a school teacher has scolded a young boy, he might say puzzlingly, well, why is she blaming me?